Om Shanti. 22nd August 2019, Thursday. The essence from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, stop performing sinful acts, Vikarm, because you now have to begin the era when no sinful acts are performed. Sweet children, stop performing sinful acts, that is vikar, because you now have to begin vikarmajit samvant, the era when no sinful acts are performed. Baba is talking about calendars, and Baba often describes these two types of calendars. First is Vikram Samvat, another is Vikrama Jeet Samvat. This Vikram Samvat is quite famous. It's the official calendar in Nepal, though not in India. And they say it describes the victory of King Vikramaditya over Sakas. After that victory, this calendar was established by King Vikramaditya. But there are a lot of controversies regarding this, because it has not been known before 9th century. And King Vikramaditya existed about 50 BC. So there are a lot of controversial issues regarding this. And this calendar, as I said, it's used only in Nepal as an official calendar, but not in India. That's why the Nepal calendar and Indian calendar are different. The dates are different. This calendar consists of 12 months, but then a lot of changes and variations. Krishna Paksh, Shukla Paksh, Amavasya, Purnima, Tithis, and multiple things are included in this calendar. In India, we don't use this. We use Gregorian calendar. That's English calendar, from January to December. But this is a different calendar. Though it's quite celebrated and quite famous in India also, but not the official calendar of India. What is the date of today's month or date, Prakash bhai? In Nepal, right now? So it's different there. 2076 is going on. Right now we have 2019. So in Nepal it is different. So that's known as Vikrama Samvat, or Vikrami calendar, or Bikrami calendar. In Nepal they pronounce V as B. So V becomes B. So that's not Vikrama, that is Bikrami Samvat. So these are the two famous calendars. Baba talks about entirely new calendar, which is not described anywhere. Baba talks about Vikrama Jeet calendar. That's by King Vikram. 2500 years, one calendar. 2500 year, another calendar. So this is Vikrama Jeet calendar and this is Vikram Samvat. So these two types of Samvat or calendars. Baba is using or catching words rather than relating anything to King Vikramaditya. He is only catching and playing with words. He says, now is the Vikram Samvat, means there are sinful activities. Once upon a time, there was Vikrama Jeet Samvat. So that era, that epoch was entirely different. So here, Baba says, sweet children, stop performing sinful acts, Vikram. For half the cycle, you have been doing only sinful actions. Now stop performing these sinful actions. Why? Because you have to begin a new era, Vikrama Jeet Samvat. where no sinful acts are performed. So that era, that samvat, that epoch, that new age is known as Vikarmajit, means where sinful activities are finished. One very important question which has always baffled the intellect of human being is, what is sin and what is charitable act? What is pap and what is punya? Because what is described as sin in one religion has been accepted as charitable act in some other religion. So if you see the history of the world from Copper Age till now, there has always been confusion regarding what is what. If you take the example of killing animals and eating them, some religion regard this as a bounden duty, because God has provided me with so many goats, hens, cows, what are they for if you don't enjoy? So you have to eat them. But some religion are strictly against them. So much so that if somebody else does his Gorakshak, they will be ready to kill that person. So, cow vigilante. So, what one religion teaches, other religion counteracts. So there's a lot of confusion regarding what is pap, what is sin, and what is punya. Though there is a common line, for example, Christianity describes seven cardinal sins. There is a list of seven sins in Christianity. Jewish religion describes 10 commandments of Moses. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. So every religion does prescribe few things, and there is definitely some matching. But then there are also contradictory ideas amongst religion. Had it not been so, religion would not have been split. If you see, every religion that came got split. There was no need for that, but still it happened. If you just take the example of Christianity, there was a Jesus Christ and people were following him. But then suddenly Martin Luther comes and he doesn't like that idea, because popes and priests, they are exploiting people in the name of religion. And when he comes, he protests like anything, and the new religion is born, new branch is born of Protestant. If you see Protestants today, there are 100 other branches in Protestants. If you see Catholics, in Catholics also so many branches are there. So Christianity got divided into Catholics and Protestants. On one side somebody says don't marry, while Martin Luther himself was married, and he said everyone should marry, and even a priest should marry. So there was a split dichotomy. If you take Islam, again everything is okay, but then again it is split, Shias and Sunnis. But then there are so many other branches also after that. If you take Buddhism, there was one Buddha and he never taught anybody to worship him. Rather he said, do not worship me, don't surrender unto me, don't build any temple, don't build any statues. But in today, maximum statues are of Buddha. He never taught to come and surrender unto me, but they created a statement, Buddham Sharanam Gacchami. We are surrendering unto you only. He never said that I am God, but then they thought he is the ninth incarnation of Vishnu. And they included him into Dasha Avatar. So again, Buddhism got divided into Theravada and Mahayana, two branches. Where one branch says that we will strive and become attain Bodhisattva, we will become like Buddha. Another branch said, no, it's not possible, we will just worship him. He will bless someday and we will attain Buddhahood. Don't ask about Hinduism. These are okay, few branches. There is no end to Hinduism. every 100 kilometer you will find a new god in India. Every 100 kilometer you will find a saint who is believed to be an incarnation of some other person. He is the incarnation of Vishnu, and he is the incarnation of Dattatreya, and he is the incarnation of this and that and multiple things. So there is unlimited confusion in Hinduism. So whether it is Islam, whether it is Christianity, whether it is Jewish religion, whether it is in Sikhism also, you see people following different things later on. Even in Zoroastrianism, Parsis, you will see different sects. So every religion has been divided later on. And it's not that they are doing on their own. If you take the example of Christianity, Mormons, these Mormons who came, and the founder is Joseph Smith. He underwent divine transformation, just as Brahma Baba had divine visions. Even Joseph Smith, who established Mormon, he got divine visions. He got, Jesus Christ came to him and he said that old Bible is gone, now I will give you new Bible. And he was told where to go, and everything was opened from the earth, and those plates came out. And new religion, new branch of Christianity got established. Mormons. They wear black and they shout. They go and knock loudly at the doors. They are known as Mormons. So if there is so much things, what about sin and what about charitable acts? There has to be so much confusion. So as I said, what one religion considers as true, other religion rejects it as untrue. Though Hinduism is quite broad on this, it accepts many things as true. Ekam Satvi Prabhavda Vadanti. The truth is one, but intelligent peoples, intelligentsia, call it by different names. So, but the truth, Ekam Sat, it's one. And God cannot be a person. Natasya Pratima Asti. He doesn't have any image, any photograph. He doesn't have any image, any photograph, any statue. He is Nirakar. That thing has been accepted. He is formless. So there is a lot of confusion. Now Baba says, don't perform any sin. Don't perform any Vikarma. Because now a new era, Vikarma Jeet, is getting established. So what is sin as per God? First, if you go for the definition of sin, when God comes on earth, any act which is performed in the stage of body consciousness is sin. That is the definition by God. He is not teaching about this religion, that religion, that religion, and this religion. He is not talking all this. He is talking something which is beyond religions, which is beyond caste, which is beyond creed, which is beyond any country. Because he is someone who is out of this cycle. He is sitting here. He doesn't come in this cycle. He has nothing to do with all those things. If he had been coming in the cycle, he would have praised one religion more and another religion less. Because if you are born in Christianity, for you that religion is the best. If you are born in Islam, that religion is the best. If you are born in the Parsi family, that religion becomes the best. Because you have seen that religion since childhood. You automatically follow. But God is beyond all this. That's why what he teaches is the final, is the ultimate. Because the greatest wars that have been fought in the world are because of religions. Vivekananda had said somewhere, it's good to be born in church, but it's worse to die in the church. Means, it's good that you are born as a Christian, but then you are dying as a Christian is not good. That means you have not expanded your consciousness. You have not studied other religions. You have not tried to understand other things. So anything which is done in body consciousness is sin. Second, anything which is done forgetting God or which is not done in remembrance, in yad, is sin. So where there is a supreme soul, consciousness is absent, or soul consciousness is absent, that is sin. Supreme soul consciousness is absent, that is sin. The third, anything which is not done as per Srimad is sin. So you have to understand what is Srimad. What is the depth of Srimad? Because Baba has given Srimad for almost everything. Right from getting up in the morning, till you sleep, from morn till dusk, from dawn till dusk. He has told us what is what is to be done and what not to be done. Just as in yesterday, Sakar Murli Baba said for the worldly people, if you want to follow, it's okay, otherwise don't follow. Marzi, that's you, up to you. So, anything which is done on Srimad is, which is done on Srimad is Punya, is charitable act. Which is not done on Srimad is sin. Fourth, anything which is done in the spirit of selfishness is sin. And anything which you do in the spirit of selflessness, nothing for me, but for the world. Bahujana hitaya, bahujana sukhaya. For the good of many, for the welfare of many. When that spirit is there, of Vasudeva Kutumbakam, universal brotherhood, Atmano moksharatham jagat tritiyayacha, for the good of the world and for the freedom of the soul. When such acts are done, they are punya, otherwise they are sins. Then, anything which is not done in the stage of being Trikaldarshi is sin. When you do something and you don't consider the three aspects of time, that is sin. So all acts should be done in this stage. Then anything which is done not as a detached observer, you have to remain detached as a detached observer, Sakshi. Otherwise it can go towards sin. Or anything which is not done as detached with detachment, Nyarapan. Again, you get attached to the work. Attached to the work or the fruit of the work. So when such a thing is done, then again can become sin. So every action detached, and every action should be done in the spirit of Sakshi. Other thing is surrender. If you do something and there is no sense of surrender, that can come in the category of sin. These are something which God is telling. This is not by any religious founder. He is the head of the religious founder. The Murli sits on the heads of Vedas and Upanishads and all the scriptures of the world. Surrender. Then, instrument. When you say that I am doing it, when there is an ego in doing, I do it, I have done it, only I can do it. What others are doing, they are stupid people. What I am doing is the only service. They are just wasting time. So there is no instrument feeling, nimitta, that comes in the category of sin. So this is the definition of sin. One more. Every act of forgetfulness is sin. Vismriti. Sin means vismriti. Punya means smriti. That is the one line, one word definition of pap and punya. So most of the actions should be done in remembrance of God, in being soul conscious, in the stage of sense of surrender, remembrance, detachment, detached observership, Trikaldarshi, that is knower of three aspects of time. So Srimad, so many things are there. So Baba is saying, if you want to become a new era, a new Samvat, that is Vikarma Jeet Samvat, then what you have to do is stop doing sins. Then only the new Samvat, the new era, the new year would start. And in today's Sakar Murli, multiple places Baba has talked about these two types of calendars. And as I said, Baba is not talking about those calendars which are existing, Vikram calendar or Gregorian calendar. He is just catching the word Vikram and saying, don't do that. So sweet children, stop performing sinful acts. Because now you have to begin a new era. The era when no sinful acts are performed. So we are the harbingers of new era. We are the one who will bring this new era. And the name of the new era is Vikrama Jeet. New calendar that starts with 111. And when that will start? After the marriage of Lakshmi Narayan, or at the birth of Krishna. You can think on this. So this is a new era which is going to start. And this era will also get lost in due course of time, after some time. After 2500 years, this era would get lost and there won't be any era. And then people would start inventing new eras. In Islam, there is a new calendar. What is that? Islam, they have another calendar. Hijri, yeah. They have a different calendar. That when Prophet Muhammad went from Makkah to Medina, that from there, their calendar begins. So, different religion, different calendars. And when God comes, He brings entirely new calendar. Om Shanti.